This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken raised concerns on Friday about China's support for Russia's military, one of the many issues threatening to sour the recent improvement in relations between the world's biggest economies. Blinken raised the matter during 5.5 hours of talks with China's top diplomat in Beijing, the latest high-level contact between the countries that have eased last year's hostilities.
I reiterated our serious concern about the PRC providing components that are powering Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
Blinken did not respond to a question on whether Washington would impose sanctions over China's support for Russia. The U.S. is pulling troops from Chad and Niger as the African nations question its counterterrorism role, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon says that the U.S. will relocate most of the approximately 100 forces it has deployed in Chad and the majority of the 1,000 U.S. personnel assigned to Niger. The withdrawal puts a dent in the U.S. military's efforts to counter violent extremist organizations across the Sahel region. Niger has experienced political insecurity. Chad's presidential election is May 6th, and both have seen an uptick in influence from Russia and China. Russian military trainers arrived in Niger earlier this month with Russian equipment to reinforce Niger's air defenses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Turkish court sentenced a Syrian woman to life in prison on Friday over a 2022 bombing that killed six people in Istanbul's main shopping street. A copy of the verdict obtained by Reuters showed. This is VOA News. A baby girl who was delivered from her dying mother's womb in a Gaza hospital following an Israeli airstrike has herself died after just a few days of life. The doctor who was caring for her said on Friday her mother was seriously injured when the Israeli strike hit her family's home in Rafah, the southernmost city in the besieged Gaza Strip, on Saturday night. Her husband and their three-year-old daughter were killed. The woman, who was 30 weeks pregnant, was rushed to the Emirati Hospital in Rafah. She died of her wounds, but doctors were able to save the baby. However, the baby suffered problems and died on Thursday. At former U.S. President Donald Trump's historic hush money trial in New York on Thursday, a former tabloid publisher testified he scooped up possibly damaging stories to shield Trump. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
David Pecker says he paid out tens of thousands of dollars to keep those stories from the public eye. But when it came to the steamy claims by porn performer Stormy Daniels, Pecker said he put his foot down. The testimony is a critical building block for the prosecution's theory the Trump-Pecker partnership was a way to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election. Once the session wrapped up, Donald Trump said,
"Today was breathtaking. In this room, you saw what went on. It was breathtaking. And amazing testimony."
Stormy Daniels was eventually paid by then-Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen to keep quiet over her claim of a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump. The former president denies it happened. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mining giant BHP proposed a nearly $39 billion takeover of Anglo American on Thursday, offering a deal which would create the world's biggest copper miner. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Anglo, which owns mines in countries including Chile, South Africa, Brazil, and Australia, said it was reviewing BHP's unsolicited, non-binding, and highly conditional proposal. Under UK takeover rules, BHP has until May the 22nd to make a firm offer. Analyst at Hargreaves Lansdowne, Susanna Streeter.
BHP is particularly interested in Anglo American is because it has some pretty vast copper operations, and copper is seen as crucial in the green transition.
And if agreed, this deal would forge a copper mining group with about 10% of global output.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.